Amen. All right, we're going to stick with our world-reaching theme for a few minutes longer because we want to pray for Mike Howell, the former pastor of this church and a proper hero of the faith to certainly all of us who know him. Not, don't want to embarrass him too much, but it's true. So what we're going to do, Mike, if you would come up, we're going to do this slightly differently this morning. Rather than the kind of, Mike, what are three things we can pray for you, which would be valid. We're going to do that in a minute. We're going to ask him what are the kind of main things we're going to pray for him during this trip to Uganda. I've actually printed off your itinerary and stuck it up in my study this morning. So if anybody wants an itinerary from Mike, I reckon he'd be very happy to send you one so you can pray too. But here's the thing. If you're in an energy group, would you just stick your hand up for me? If you are kind of under 18-ish, just stick your hand up. I need to see you. Here's the challenge, okay? And there is chocolate involved. All right, if you can, I want you to come up with any question you like. Seriously, this is your chance to be proper cheeky. Noah's not here, is he? You'll have to take his place. He is here. All right, Noah, man, this is your chance. Any question you like to Mike. It needs to be related to Uganda, but like I said, it can be a little bit cheeky. All right, so I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think about it. If you are a youth or a young person or just a really cheeky adult like Paul over there, if you've got something really cheeky you want to ask Mike, that's fine. Now, if your question is a really high caliber, brilliant question, you get to win the chocolate. But if Mike's answer is better than your question, he gets the chocolate. Okay? And we're going to get a completely impartial judge to decide on this. It's going to be Rachel Howe. All right, Rachel? So you're going to decide whether the question was better or the answer was better. All right? So I'm going to be looking to you. So listen up. All right. So, Matt, come and give us a hand. Where are you? Where's Matt? Matt Coombs, run up, give us a hand. Matt is going to come to you, and we're going to get the question, and then we're going to get the answer, and then we're going to decide, well, Rachel's going to decide on who gets the chocolate. So let's start with Noah. It could go completely downhill from here, couldn't it?
I was going to say, let's not start over here, but that's fine. Judging on what I heard from this area, go on.
Do you know who Ugandan Knuckles is?
Say that again.
Do you know who Ugandan Knuckles is?
All right, so the question was, do you know who Ugandan Knuckles is?
No idea at all, no.
That was a rubbish answer, Mike. Absolutely awful. All right, Matt, give him the chocolate. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Risk assessment. Oh, there we go. Okay, let's go for another one, Matt. I didn't even need to go to Rachel because it was just so obvious.
Let's go Maisie next. Oh, yeah, what's the answer? Who is Uganda Knuckles?
Sonic.
Okay, red version of Sonic.
All right,
weird.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Mike does look a bit like Sonic the Hedgehog, maybe.
Here we go.
Have you always been a nice person?
Maisie, you know the answer to that one, don't you, really? Because you and I are like that, aren't we, really? Yeah. I've always been a nice person. You could ask my mum, but she's no longer with us. You can ask Rachel, I'm fairly nice, really.
Yeah. All right. That's not a bad answer. Let's see what Rachel says. Who's going to win
Rachel,
the chocolate? Is it
Rachel?
Maisie or is it Mike?
Rachel. Is Mike always a nice person?
No, I think Maisie should get it.
All right, Maisie. It's decided. Yeah, Mike, you're not doing very well so far.
No. Okay, Alice.
It's going to get worse.
Who's the most inspiring person you've met in Uganda and why?
Most inspiring person? Yeah, well, you meet so many when you go to these places because they're living in quite a lot of deprivation that we don't even have to think about. But I think one of the people that really sort of stuck out to me was a young man who 2 years ago was a refugee in southern Sudan because of all the war that was there. And he made the effort to start out a week to travel down to where I was in southern Uganda just to get to the leaders' conference. That's his commitment. He just wanted to be there to hear Jesus talk to him, and so he took a whole week as a refugee to find his way down. So that takes courage. That's probably him. His name is Gerald, by the way.
Rachel. You get one each. I don't think you get to decide that, Rachel, but I think that's a fair call. All right, one for Mike. Alice, are you ready? No. Actually, you're not the right person to catch this, are you? Who have we got? All right, yeah, Dave, co-op man. They were from the One Stop, Dave. Is that why you didn't catch it? All right, we got a couple more questions.
Darren or Gareth, choose. Darren.
All right, you get to choose Darren or Gareth.
Darren.
Darren, okay.
How many people live in Uganda?
What do you call...
Oh, no. Okay, I'll...
How many people live in Uganda?
Yeah, I think this year the estimate is 47 million. But interestingly, about a half of them are under 15 years of age, which is amazing, isn't it? So what a great mission field for young people there. So about 47 million this year, okay?
All right, Rachel, that was quite a good answer, wasn't it? What do you reckon? Mike, all right, Mike, there you go. That's the first one you've won on your own merit. It's good. All right, who else have we got? Where are you, Matt?
Okay, we've got Dara.
Dara, all right, Dara.
Would you rather spend a summer in England or a winter in Uganda?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one, because when it's cold over here in December, it's boiling hot over there in Uganda. But the problem is, for me, I'm not very good in the heat. So I tend to melt. So when I'm over there, they just follow the puddle, basically. That's me. Sorry to give you such a dreadful picture. But I like it over here. I love the changing seasons. And I'd rather it was colder than hot, me.
All right. Good. Rachel, who are we going for? Yeah, okay, all right. You're harsh on your husband, aren't you? Dara, there you go. To Matt, then to Dara. Hope has had her hand up for like 10 years, Matt.
Yeah, we need to get the hope, don't we? I'm feeling hopeful on this one. Come on.
What's your favourite bit about going to Uganda?
It's the people, Hope. The place is nice. The land is fertile. The dirt is a bright red in colour and everything grows there. Have wonderful fresh fruit and all that, but the people are the best. They're gracious, they're welcoming. You think you had walked there with the welcome they're giving, not you flown in a nice aeroplane. You think you'd actually walk there because they make you so welcome. And they're just hungry for Jesus. And you know, if you're feeding hungry people, it's not a problem at all because they're so hungry. I've had people at the end of my sermons, you know how long they are, they've stayed there wanting more. They're either dense or they're hungry.
I'm not going to comment at all on that. I could only get into trouble. All right, Rachel, where are you? You're going to give him one for that. Don't you think Hope deserves one as well? It was a good question, wasn't it? There you go, Hope. All right, we've got space for maybe one more question, if we've got one.
Gareth was fairly desperate at the back. Oh.
Next door to Ruth, Matt.
Oh. Gareth's been waiting for
you. Okay,
ages.
All right, we'll do two more.
How many orphans are there in Uganda?
How many?
Orphans.
Orphans. There are not so many. About 20 years ago, there were a lot because of AIDS, and basically a lot of orphans being brought up by grandmas and granddads because they hadn't got parents. In fact, the biggest industry when I went there in 1996 was coffin making, and all along the rows were people making coffins. Now they're making beds and furniture because AIDS is a lot more under control. But there are probably around about, I would say, about 4 million orphans that are registered, and most of them aren't, so there's a lot more.
Okay, good question and good answer, yeah, wasn't it? Yeah. Rachel, you're going to give the chocolate to the questioner? All right. Okay, I threw it to your dad. You could be in trouble with that one.
I'll just take the bag.
All right, last question.
Eve? Okay, one from Eve.
What was your scariest situation in Uganda?
Scariest? Well, the most dangerous thing I do is travel on the roads, basically. They have these little white minibuses, which are white because there's no street lighting, so you might just see it before it gets you. And it says on the outside, a maximum people, so 12. But I've had goats, bales of hay, bags of maize, and they're just packed to the... And one day we were going down this hill, and basically there are two sides of the road, but that has no bearing on their driving. So if the one side of the road is busy, they'll just use the other one. We were hurtling down, he was late, down this hill, and there was a tractor stuck on the other side of the road, so all the traffic was coming this way, and neither side was going to give way. It was kind of playing chicken. So I was checking my insurance policy, and my driver just drove off the edge into this banana plantation, the bananas going all over the place, and drove back onto the road and carried on as if nothing was happening. Now, the people next to me were laughing. I wasn't.
That was a good question. What, Rachel, that's a good question and a good answer, wasn't it? What are we going to do? One each? One each. Okay, very good. Give our questioners a round of applause for some great questions. Going to ask the missions team who are here, would you please come up? We're going to gather around Mike. Maybe we could stick you there, Mike. And we're going to gather around, lay hands on Mike. First of all, Mike, would you just tell us kind of what are the things on your heart? What can we pray for you from Tuesday onwards?
Yeah, there's a lot, but the main thing is the conference that we run. We're having people come from Burundi, from Rwanda, from Tanzania, from South Sudan. So it's getting bigger and bigger. I'm getting older and older. And so it's looking at the future of this conference, because now we have the second generation of leaders coming through. The fathers are now bringing their sons and daughters to this conference. And so it still has legs, but mine are wearing out, really, in a sense. So it's knowing God's plan for the future. That's the big question. But also for the school that we run over there, the primary school, they've got 3 years left to become self-sufficient. That's the plan. And they're not quite there yet. So we could pray that the school will get its act together so it's not dependent on us. That's two things, really.
That's great. Okay. Let's have just a couple of people pray.
Lord Jesus, as a church, we have been praying for Uganda and what's been going on over there. But Lord, we want to continue to pray for these people we've heard of, and I pray that this year's will be another fantastic year where your kingdom will progress. Lord, we want to be world reaching, but we also want to be affected by what your spirit is doing in this world. So Lord, we pray because Christianity is developing, but we pray because we are not that bothered about the religion becoming a main cultural factor in Uganda. Lord, we pray that your spirit will transform the country, that people will come to you, discover peace, discover new ways of working and recognizing that the people around them are their neighbors. So Lord, we pray for that blessing to come back to us, because we know that our country here needs it so much. Amen.
Yes, Father, and we pray for Mike that he enjoys good travel with no hiccups, Lord. Safety on the roads when he's traveling in Uganda. We pray for his health, that he remains well, doesn't pick up any sort of bug, Lord, or anything that might inhibit his ministry. We pray for the conference, both the seminars at night, but also the interaction with all those pastors during the day. And just those times, we pray, would be fruitful and would bring greater understanding to the church leaders that attend the conference this time. So, Lord, we just pray your blessing upon this trip. We pray that you'll bring Mike back safely. But we pray for Rachel as well, as she's here alone, Lord, except she's not alone because you're here with her. But she'll be missing Mike and looking forward to his return, so we pray for her also. And for these two ongoing situations, Lord, of the school becoming self-sufficient and for the future of the conference, we lift those things to you. And we know that Mike will act on whatever you tell him, Lord. So we pray that you'll continue to be speaking to him about those situations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Mike. We'll be praying for you. Yeah.
Thank you all.